Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Beard, your speaker. Today we are going to continue in our current series of studies, Seven Methods of Bible Study. We're almost through this study. We're back down clear to the seventh study, the dispensational method. I'll go through them just quickly for the benefit of anyone who has just perhaps tuned in today for the first time on this series. We have devotional studies, which brings before us the person of the Lord. We have doctrinal studies, which brings before us the principles of the Lord, how the Lord operates. We have the practical studies, which always bring before us the provision of the Lord. Christianity is practical. It takes care of our daily needs as well as our spiritual needs. And then we have the historical studies of the Word of God, in which we see the mercies of the Lord displayed toward his erring creature. And then we have the typical studies. We have the magnification of the Lord brought out in the typical studies. And then we have the prophetical studies, the schedule of the Lord. Only God can tell what's going to come in the future. And he's let the secret out to us. We know what's coming. Now the dispensational studies are the order of the Lord. The Lord conditions life upon the earth. He establishes an economy. He establishes a stewardship, and that involves responsibility. Now, these different stewardships would tell us a whole lot. What is our place in all of this? We're trying to find it. We will find it in the studies. Now, we have already covered the dispensation of innocence, and in the case of Adam, before he sinned. God conditioned his life before he sinned. He had certain responsibilities. But after he sinned, the conditions changed. God gave him a conscience after his sin to help him in the struggle against good or against evil with good. The conscience discerns good and evil. And when we do evil, our conscience tells us if we will listen. Indeed, now, the whole human race, you remember, Adam was the federal head of the human race. And he, everything that was passed on from Adam and Eve to their children, even a sinful nature, incidentally, they got a conscience, and man was ruled by conscience until the flood. Man sinned so severely, we read in the sixth chapter of Genesis. I'm going to read it again. Verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created, from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. And then here is a pivotal conjunction, and it's beautiful. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, and for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, room shalt thou make in it, and thou shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Well, now we're not going to go through the flood. That takes too long. But the flood came and destroyed those people that would not listen to their conscience, would not obey it. They were sinners. That's what happens when we depend on our conscience. We've got more than our conscience. We've got the Word of God to determine right and wrong. But thank God, God does give us a conscience. Let's obey it too, believe me. Now, God destroyed man absolutely and completely. He started all over with one man and his family. And he gives them responsibility. Now remember, everybody that came onto this earth is related to Noah as well as related to Adam. He was the new head. of a race. The earth had been singled down, now only had eight occupants, whereas it may have had a billion before that, the way people multiplied in those days. Now here we are. God has some instructions for Noah. In the ninth chapter of the book of Genesis, God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And I want you to notice as I read this, the instructions are practically the same as was given Adam and Eve. Notice it, please. Because he is the starting of a new race of man upon the earth. All right. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered, just like Adam. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given unto you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. Surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For he is the image of God. He is in the image of God. Made he man. Be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth. These things were spoken to Noah. Now I want you to notice this, please. This is the era, the economy, this is the dispensation, this is the stewardship of human government. Now, how do we know that? Listen, if a man kills another man, verse 6, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Now, that is the highest responsibility of the human race, is to put those to death who have caused the death of others willfully. Of course, there's manslaughter. You don't have to be willfully hate a person to be the means of their death. Automobile accidents cause that. But here we have, for those who are guilty of murder, they are to be murdered. Now, everything else, that's the highest responsibility of the law. That's its most terrific, terrifying responsibility, is to carry out this order of the Lord. That is the execution of those murderers. All right, every other law comes behind that one. Believe me, it precedes it. But this is the order of human law. Now, Adam was to teach that these things. He was to teach his posterity. And now man has been under this dispensation, that is, of human government. And it's still in order. Human government is still in order. Now, we might think, because the dispensation of innocence ended and the dispensation of conscience began immediately, that they're all that way. It's not quite that way. Now, many of the dispensations are consecutive, and when one stops, the other begins. God institutes the new economy. But this one is continuing to our day. We're still under the government of men. God has given this solemn responsibility. He has given this stewardship to men, and they are to obey him. For instance, we read in Romans chapter 13. Notice that chapter, please. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God, are rulers. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation or judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt then thou not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, these rulers, these human rulers, even the day that we have, a revenger to execute wrath upon them that doeth evil. God has given them that responsibility. Wherefore, we must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but for conscience sake. Their conscience comes in. Conscience of what? This is the order of God. He has put these men in responsibility. Now, in a democracy, we have the power to choose those men, and aren't you glad? But nevertheless, they're there, and they have that power, and it's God-given. For this cause, pay ye tribute. Pay your taxes. For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. They're your servants, but they're also your bosses, too. You'd better obey the law. Now, let's bring this study to a quick conclusion. Our time is passing so quickly. Incidentally, the Lord himself reinforces the dispensation of human government. He does it in the 19th chapter of John's Gospel. I want to read it to you. We read there in verse 7, the Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die because he had made himself God. Christ is on trial now. He is being tried by Pilate. Pilate was his judge. And so they say, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God. That frightened Pilate. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest not that thou not that I have the power to crucify thee, and have the power to release thee? Jesus answered, thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivereth me unto thee hath the greater sin. And from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him, but he yielded to the Jews, and Christ was crucified. Now, do you see that we're still under this dispensation? This dispensation will end in the tribulation before the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus. All the dispensations are not in sequence. This one lasts out clear to the end of the millennial, clear to the end of the tribulation before the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus. We're to obey the law. They are set there for God, for our good, and we must obey them. Our Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, help us in this study to see our responsibilities among mankind and fulfill them to the glory of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.